I also like Matsutoshi Yumi because when I lived in again, it's all related to Hawaii, I guess. That was the 80s, and Matsutoshi Yumi was very popular. And she had a very popular song called Yamate no Dolphin wa Suteki na Restoran. And then I remember when I was learning Japanese, I heard that song. It was so nice. There's something about Yumi, you know. She didn't have a beautiful. She wasn't like an opera singer, or she didn't have a voice that was, such a spectacular singing voice. Yeah, like Celine Dion or Barbara Streisand or something. But she had her songs had a very, they were all different, right? And I remember I loved that song, Yamate no Dolphin, and I really loved it. I really romanticized it, and I really wanted to go to the Yamate no Dolphin. And then when I came to Japan, one time I was so excited to go to the Yamate no Dolphin restaurant. And then I went with a friend. I remember we had to take a taxi. It's quite a difficult road up there. I was so disappointed. I thought it's gonna be like a really dream. That this is Yamate Dolphin. So, that says something about her song. She made a beautiful song and it sounded so romantic, I remember there was another song I used to listen to. Asahi no naka de hohoende katachi no nai ai o tsutsunde. Tsutsunde something or other. She has a really beautiful way of saying things. Or the song Chuo Freeway, or it was very, Chuo Freeway, just really, it makes it sound like we're driving in California. But it was Chuo Freeway, And I think Matsutoshi Yumi-san is very, very huge talent. I mean, she's very, very, she's very, very incredible singer. So I like Takemitsu-san and, of course, Matsutoshi Yumi-san and many, Natsukawa Rimi-san, I think is very talented.